When you play slow, I used to have better play slow music. A lot, you know. Anyway, that's a nice effect you can do on the banjo, yes?
Could you talk about hand position, right hand position, as it relates to tone and possibly being able to play faster?
Okay, the right hand position is the question of how.
Sometimes the right hand position can slow you down when you're trying to play faster and affect your tone too, and how the picks are hitting them.
I think what I've seen over the years, you can have you noticed, you know, that question about hand position, right hand position, how it helps or what it could do, or maybe it hinders you. And my take on this is really, it's a serious issue because I've seen people hurt themselves by trying to imitate a hand position they're not. Right? So I've seen, you know, people look at J.D. Crow and his hand is very angled. You know, it's just the way he functioned. You know, it was very angled. And then he's going to play like that. Now, people think maybe that's a good hand position. Maybe not. You know, I mean, Earl Scruggs' hand position was more like that. And so everybody has its. But you can look at your hand position very easy. You take your hand, and you just turn it around and just let it fall on the banjo. And because now it's completely relaxed, and because it's relaxed, you can move really in every direction, and that's your hand position. I think you should not stray from that. And then once you play for a while, it might alter a little bit. You know, it changes over time, maybe a little bit. I've seen people play like that, you know, or like that, you know, almost off the chords. And I think you, if you try to do something you're not, or just you feel strained in your hand, it's probably not a good thing. I don't think it is, because you know it will keep you from moving. The left hand position the same. If you try to keep this the hand as straight sometimes as you can. Also here, if you look at this, if you do this, try to do this, and now move your fingers.
Yeah.
See, it's much harder than when the hand's straight, right? So you want to try. You want to try to keep this not completely straight, but not in a weird angle. It's the same here. On this side, I have chords where I have to stretch the fingers far apart, and but they're rare. They're not that often. I have to stretch, you know, very far. Then, of course, I have this. See, but usually, look at this. As soon as I have a big chord, I have this. But usually I try to keep the hand as straight here as possible because that makes the fingers move a lot easier, right? Other than that, there's nothing you can do really wrong, you know? And then also is posture. I see a lot of people take the banjo, sit down, and they go like this, or they have, you know, some cramped position, and then they start hurting in the shoulders and so. Try to sit relaxed, you know? And try not to, like, try to, you know, because you don't feel that as well when you start. It doesn't feel cramped, but it's not moving easy. But then you can also feel strains if you hold your hand in a weird way. If your thumping is hitting the head, it's just too long. Right? So just take a shorter thumping, for instance. Okay, I'm sorry, we're moving on.
Two fingers versus one on playing.
Okay, the anchoring of the finger, there's devices and people, you know, taping them together and doing all kinds of things. You remember Alan Shelton? Played with, you know, he only had one finger down. I think when I had only one finger down, and that was even after I played with Bill Monroe in 1982, right? I had only one finger down. And at one point it just came down by itself. And I never really thought about it. I've seen people have just the ring finger down, play really well. I wouldn't worry about all these things too much, you know? I mean, there's people who drive themselves really, I mean, you can get discouraged, you know, watching too many YouTube channels and things. It's like, you know, when you see Michael Cleveland, you know, he plays fiddle, and then you see how he holds the stick, I was going to say, like, he holds the bow, and you see how he holds it. Every classical musician would tell him, you can't play like that. But he proved, definitely, to everybody that you can play like that, you know. You just want to play like that, and that's what he does. He just grabs the ball like that, and he just plays. And I think it's a similar thing with banjo. When I was here in 1982, I met a lot of banjo players, and they all had their own individual way of playing. Now everybody's trying to be more uniform. You know, I want to just point that out as well. Yes.
I'd like to know if, like in a setting like this, when people are listening to you in a, like a house concert setting, is there a particular microphone style that you prefer? I'm not talking about a recording studio, and also a position where the microphone is positioned up on the banjo, the best tone.
Yes, real quick, we can talk about that. I like a good microphone for the banjo. I mean, of course, an SM57 always will work. You know, a Shure SM57 or some of that kind. That will always do the job. You know, you don't have to buy, you know, $1,000 worth of microphones. But if you want to buy, let's say, a good one, I would recommend a CM4, you know, from Sweden. They are cost about $120, and they are completely linear. They're as linear as a Shure's microphone that costs $2,000. And, you know, you don't want a microphone that emphasizes too many of the high frequencies, so and then you don't have to equalize it. We use on stage, we use MyLab microphones, you know, from Sweden as well. They are pretty linear, but I think, and the position of the microphone, there's different positions. I like just to pick up the banjo, you know, just put this far away and just pick up the banjo. Let's get rid of this amp here. Just I like all these sparkle. Notes, you know, that come out of the banjo. And if I would put the microphone down here, see, I lose a lot of this, all the sparkle. The banjo becomes a little darker sounding. That's why Bela Fleck likes to record his banjo here. You hear that? But I like a little bit more of that openness. Right? But that's a preference. So I that's what I like. And I like just a microphone that doesn't emphasize the highs too much. You can always look at a microphone and go on Google and say microphone frequency response. And if you can see the pretty flat line, you're pretty good. And if you see a very emphasized highs, that, which is very good for speech, you don't really want it that much for a banjo. SM7B would work as well, really, really well for sure. Yes, we're almost done. We got to get, okay.